So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. I hope you are all having a fabulous Sunday morning. Today we're going to read another collection of totally unrelated and random, but awesome books. And the first one we're going to start with is called How to Babysit a Grandma by Jean Reagan. When you babysit a grandma, if you're lucky, it's a sleepover at her house. What should you do when you get to her door? Put on a disguise and say, "Guess who?" Knock with a secret knock only she knows. Tap, tap, tippity tap. If you like cats, meow. If you like dogs, bark. If you like goldfish, when she opens the door, shout, "Grandma, your babysitter is here." Hug your mom and dad goodbye and say, "Don't be sad, I'll be home soon." Now tell your grandma all the fun things you have planned. How to keep a grandma busy. Go to the park, bake snickerdoodles, have a costume parade, go to the park to feed the ducks, do yoga, look at family pictures, go to the park to swing, play hide and seek, make goofy hats, go to the park to slide, have a dancing puppet show, read stacks of books, go to the park to take photos, do puzzles, play cards. As the babysitter, you need to let her choose. Of course she'll want to. Go to the park. What to do at the park? Slide down the bumpy slide and the twirly slide. If she's feeling brave, try the tallest slide of all. Push your grandma on the swing, but not too high. Remind her to pump her legs. Feed the ducks. Show her how to help the shy ones get some food. Don't forget, good babysitters always say, 5 more minutes before it's time to go. Back at home, plan some more fun. How to play with grandma. Grab 2 microphones and sing a duet. You might want to try "You Are My Sunshine" or "Happy Birthday," or make up a new song together. Line up all her shoes and play shoe shop. If your grandma likes fancy things, decorate her with ribbons, bows, and stickers. Shout "ta-da" when you hand her a mirror. Soon it's time for dinner. Your grandma may be a yummy cook, but share your tricks to make everything taste even yummier. Add sprinkles to anything. Well, almost anything. Arrange the food to make silly faces. Shut your eyes as you take each bite and say, "Mmm." When it starts to get dark, take your grandma outside to find the first star. Back inside, snuggle up and read some books. Turn the pages slowly so she can find everything in the pictures. Ask your grandma for stories about when your mom was little. What was mom's favorite thing to do at the park? Did she ever get in trouble? Was her grandma as fun as you? Teach her how to say, "I love you," without making a sound. Point to your eye, to your heart, and to her. Now let your grandma choose where she wants to sleep. Places to sleep. In a tent, on the floor, on the couch, in the little bed, in the big bed. If she asks, "Should we leave the nightlight on, the hall light on, the door open?" Answer, "Yep, yep, yep." Once you're both tucked in, make shadow puppets. Have your shadow foxes kiss goodnight. If she's missing your mom and dad, tell her, "They'll be here tomorrow, bright and early." In the morning, when you hear a knock, open the door. Dress up as twins. After you're all packed up comes the hardest part, goodbye time. How to say goodbye to a grandma. Let her borrow some sprinkles, some books, some stickers, some ribbons. Say, "I love you," without making a sound. Give her a big hug and ask, "When can I babysit you again?" The end. This is a Peppa Pig book, Bedtime for Pepper, by Barbara Winthrop. One evening, Pepper and George are finishing their dinner. It is almost bedtime. But the piggies are not sleepy. Can we play outside for just a tiny bit? Pepper asks. All right, says Daddy Pig. But you must come in when we call you for your bath. Pepper and George go outside to play one last game before bedtime. Look, George, cries Pepper. Lots of muddy puddles. Pepper and George like jumping up and down in muddy puddles. Pepper, George, calls Daddy Pig. Bath time! Pepper and George run home in their muddy boots. Squish, squash. We found the biggest muddy puddle in the world, cries Pepper. Are you and George feeling sleepy? Asks Daddy Pig. No, Daddy, says Pepper. We are not even a tiny bit sleepy. Before bedtime, Pepper and George take their bath. Pepper likes splashing. George likes splashing, too. Ho, ho, that's enough splashing, says Daddy Pig. Let's get you into your pajamas. Oh, can't we stay in the bath a little bit longer? Pepper asks. Bath time is over, says Daddy Pig. Before going to bed, Pepper and George brush their teeth. Brush, brush, brush. Okay, that's enough brushing, says Mummy Pig. Oh, but I think our teeth need a little bit more cleaning, says Pepper. When you're in bed, Daddy Pig will read you a story, Mummy tells them. Pepper and George like stories. They hurry into their beds. When Pepper goes to bed, she always wants her teddy tucked in with her. When George goes to bed, he always has Mr. Dinosaur tucked in with him. Are you feeling sleepy now? Daddy Pig asks. No, Daddy, Pepper said. We need lots and lots of stories. Daddy will read you one story, says Mummy Pig. Which story would you like? The Red Monkey Book, please, says Pepper. Pepper and George like the Red Monkey Book. So Daddy Pig reads them the story of the Red Monkey. Once upon a time, there was a red monkey. He had all sorts of adventures. After every adventure, this red monkey would take a bath, brush his teeth, and go to sleep. When Daddy Pig finishes the story, Pepper and George are fast asleep. Good night, Pepper. Sweet dreams. We have another pig book. This one's...
Olivia.
Olivia. And the
what
Rain Dance.
Story is
by
this?
Maggie Testa. We'll get to that one next. No. Olivia, Ian, and Francine are going to the park. They will have a boat race. Hey, where is the water? Asks Ian. It has not rained in weeks, says Mr. Greengrass. It might not rain again for a long time. If only I could control the weather, says Olivia. That gives Olivia an idea. I wonder. We can make it rain, she says. Yeah. Olivia, Ian, and Francine dress up for a rain dance. Just do what I do, says Olivia. Reach to the sky. Now spin like a top. And now just do whatever you want, says Olivia. Drip, drop. It's working, cries Olivia. It is only Ian, says Francine. But Ian gives Olivia an idea. We can fill up the pond with the hose, she said. Olivia, Ian, and Francine pull and pull and pull. But the hose is not long enough. Pull harder, says Olivia. Francine drops the hose. Olivia and Ian go flying. Oops, sorry, cries Francine. Olivia has another idea. Water balloons. How will we get all these water balloons to the pond? Asks Francine. Olivia smiles. She knows just what to do. Ready, aim, fire, she commands. Splat. We cannot have a boat race without water, says Ian. Olivia sees Connor go by on his skateboard. She knows just what to do. We can have a boat race without water. Follow me, says Olivia. Welcome to Olivia's first annual toy boat race on dry land, says Olivia. Go, Ian! Go, Francine! Go, Olivia! It's a three-way tie. Then, boom! It starts to thunder. Then it starts to rain. It is still raining at bedtime. Olivia smiles. They can have a water boat race tomorrow. The end. This book is called Clifford Visits the Zoo by Norman Bridwell. I'm Emily Elizabeth, and this is my dog. His name is Clifford. Today we are going to the zoo. The people at the zoo have never seen anything like Clifford. So I tell them, Clifford is my dog, and he is very friendly. The first animals we see are penguins. The penguins are small, and Clifford is very, very big. Next, we see the koalas. They are sleeping. Clifford is wide awake. He does a silly dance to wake the koalas. Look at the butterflies. They are light as a feather. Not like Clifford. He is heavy. Then we see a hippo taking a mud bath. He is dirty. Clifford does not like that. He'd rather be clean. What's that sound? It's the noisy howler monkeys. Clifford likes to be quiet and listen. Then we pass the sloths. They move slowly. Not like Clifford. He can run quickly. Later, we see a tortoise. He has a hard shell. Clifford's fur is so soft. Look at the birds. They are up high in a tree. Clifford is down on the ground. This chameleon has a curly tail. Clifford's tail is straight. Finally, we visit the seals. Seals love being wet. Clifford is dry. Uh-oh, now Clifford is wet too. He splashed him. Clifford is lots of things. He is big, fast, soft, and most of all, he is loved. And there's lots of animal facts in the back of this book too. The very last book for this morning is The Nuts, Bedtime at the Nut House by Eric Litwin. It was time for bed. The day was done. But Hazel and Wally were still up having fun, and they sang together, "We're nuts, we're nuts, we're nuts." So Big Mama Nut, in her mama voice, said, "All little nuts need to go up to bed." Sweet Hazel Nut would not go to her room. She wiggled and giggled. She howled at the moon. Then Hazel and Willie kept singing their tune, "We're nuts, we're nuts, we're nuts." So Big Mama Nut, in her big voice, said, "All little nuts need to go up to bed." Wally Nut danced like a baby baboon. He wiggled and giggled. He howled at the moon. Then Hazel and Willie kept singing their tune, "We're nuts, we're nuts, we're nuts." So Big Mama Nut, in her bigger voice, said, "All little nuts need to go up to bed." Did Hazel stop singing, "Fig a nut, fig a nut, fig a nut"? Nope. Did Wally stop playing, "Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha"? Nope. They had not heard a word that their mama was saying. They bounced up and down like two happy balloons. They wiggled and giggled. They howled at the moon. Then Hazel and Wally kept singing their tune, "We're nuts, we're nuts, we're nuts." So Big Mama Nut, in her biggest voice, said, "All little nuts need to go up to bed." Those nuts did not budge. Mama gave them the look. She put down her foot. Her long finger shook. She marched them to bed. She tucked them in tight. Then just before Mama Nut turned off the light, Hazel asked, "Are we still your sweet little nuts?" So Big Mama said, "No matter what, you will always be my sweet little nuts." And that nutty family sang together, "We're nuts, we're nuts, we're nuts." And all was calm and nutty and right, so Mama Nut turned off the light. Good night, little nuts, good night. And now, boys and girls, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. And the songs on today's show come from the CD, The Best of the Lori Berkner Band. This is my favorite CD.
Under a shady tree, you and me. Under a shady tree, you and me. Under a face. This is our special place. Under a shady tree, you and me. Lying under a shady tree, you and me. Under a shady tree, you and me. Under a shady tree, you and me. Can you feel the soft, cool grass? Can you feel it with your toes? We can sit here while it grows. Under a shady tree, you and me. Under a shady tree, you and me. Close your eyes and sleep beneath the tree. You can rest your head on me. Under a shady tree, you and me. Under a shady tree, you and me. Lying under a shady tree, you and me. Under a shady tree, you and me. Ba-be-da-ba-ba-da-ba, you and me. Ba-be-da-ba-ba-da-ba, you and me. Do-do-do-do-do-do, you and me. Do-do-do-do-do, you and me. La-la-di-da-la-la-la, you and me. La-la-la-la.
A pig on her head. Lori has a pig on her head. And she keeps it there all day. What does a pig say?
Oink, 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 oink.
Brian has a dog on his head. Brian has a dog on his head. Brian has a dog on his head. And he keeps it there all day. What does a dog say? And Susie has an octopus on her head. Susie has an octopus on her head. Susie has an octopus on her head. And she keeps it there all day. My mom has a lion on her head. My mom has a lion on her head. My mom has a lion on her head. And she keeps it there all day. My dad has a cat on his head. My dad has a cat on his head. And he keeps it there all day. My sister has an alligator on her head. My sister has an alligator on her head. My sister has an alligator on her head. And she keeps it there all day. Snap, 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 snap. Snap, snap. And my brother has an elephant on his head. My brother has an elephant on his head. My brother an elephant on his head, and he keeps it there all day. And everybody put your hands on your head. Everybody put your hands on your head. Everybody put your hands on your head, and you keep them there all day. And put your hands on your shoulders. Put your hands on your hips. Put your elbow on your knee. Put your toe on your nose. And put your nose on somebody else's nose. And you keep it there all day. And clap your hands, clap out your hands. Clap your hands, clap out your hands. Clap your hands, clap out your hands. Clap, clap, clap away.
Moon, 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 my night light.
light. Chick, turn it on.
Moon, 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 I can see. Moon, 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 you're taking care of me. Moon, 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 shining bright. Moon, 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 my night light. Moon, 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 I can see. Moon, 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 you're taking care of me. Look up, it's the moon. Look up, it's the moon. Look up, it's the moon up in the sky. It's big and round, and I have found that it looks just like a pizza pie. Moon, 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 shining bright. Moon, 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 my night light. Moon, 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 I can see. Moon, 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 you're taking care of me. Look up, it's the moon. Look up, it's the moon. Look up, it's the moon up in the sky. It's big and round, and I have found that it looks just like a lemon pie.
I can use my voice to sing out a song, and use my muscles when I'm feeling strong. I can use my arms for hugging you tight, and use my pillow when I sleep at night. But some things I can't do, that's why I need you to open your heart. My heart is waiting for you. Open your heart. My heart is waiting. I can use my head to say no or yes. I can use my mouth to take in a breath. I can turn a knob to open a door, and I can dance my way across the floor. But some things I can't do, that's why I need you to open your heart. My heart is waiting for you. Open your heart. My heart is waiting. What's inside when I open my heart? Turn the wheel and what do I feel? I feel love when I open my heart. Do you feel it too? I can use a key to open a lock. I can listen when the two of us talk. I can taste my salty tears when I cry, or use my body when I jump up high. But some things I can't do, that's why I need you to open.
To come out, I've got a song in my tummy. I've got a song in my tummy, and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my tummy. I've got a song in my tummy, and it wants to come out. And when it does, I'm gonna sing and shout. La 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 la. I've got a song in my tummy. I've got a song in my toes, and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my toes.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I've got a song in my toes and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my toes.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I've got a song in my toes and it wants to come out. And when it does, I'm gonna sing and shout. La 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 la. I've got a song in my toes. I've got a song
in my nose
and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my nose. I've got a song
in my nose
and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my nose. I've got a song
in my nose
and it wants to come out. And when it does, I'm gonna sing and shout. I've got a song in my nose. I've got a song in my bones and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my bones. I've got a song in my bones and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my bones. I've got a song in my bones and it wants to come out. And when it does, I'm gonna sing and shout. I've got a song in my bones. I've got a song in my heart and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my heart. Got a song in my heart and it wants to come out. I've got a song in my heart. I've got a song in my heart and it wants to come out. And when it does, I'm gonna sing and shout. La la, la la, la la. I've got a song in my heart. I've got a song in my bones. I've got a song in my nose. I've got a song in my toes.
Wiggle, wiggle.
I've got a song in my tummy.
Yeah.
Sense is the very end of our show for this Sunday. If you would like to check out some books like these or any other kind that you like, be sure to check out your own local library. And we will talk to you again next week. Same time, same place, right here on Children's Storytime.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time. At story time. At story time.